Caught on camera, we have obtained video that appears to show the moment that several gunshots were fired at a Pensacola trampoline park.
From witnesses and videos, it seemed like there was a big shooting here at the Sky Zone Center here in Pensacola, but according to investigators, it was actually just a parking lot fight.
Hey, buzz out of your bed. Oh,
all I know is I've been to Sky Zone a bunch, and that sounds like way more than a fight. Sounds like gunshots to me, about five of them. That video was from TikTok of a dad who was there trying to get his kid out, and the employees wouldn't let him in. And then when the gunshots go off, he's running. It's not clear. I thought he was running away outside, but he might have been running in. I don't know, but a chaotic scene Saturday night. Joining us now by phone, we have Chief Deputy for the I'm going to get this all wrong because we've been talking about a Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Officer involved in some kind, we think, involved in an accident on Avalon. You used to be the Chief of Police. This is the last time I talked to you officially, Tommy Leiter, for Pensacola, and now you're the Chief Deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. So I can still say Chief, so that's my one saving grace. Chief Leiter, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, as always, thanks for having me, Andrew.
You bet, absolutely. So you heard the report. The early issue we thought maybe was it was just a fight outside the Sky Zone and maybe inside, but what do we know right now?
Well, you know, not a lot. Again, there was a fight. We know there were two fights. The deputy showed up. We were not aware of the shots fired. I'm not sure if they happened, you know, before we arrived or during the arrival, but when we got there, you know, as normal, nobody's participating or cooperating, giving us any information. We did detain quite a few juveniles, turn them over to their parents. And I think that's the key word, you know, we kind of a segue into the homicide we had Friday night, where we had the gentleman who was shot and killed in the pickup truck. All indications are it was a drug ripoff. But the shocking, again, and I don't know why it shocks me so much every single time we have these cases, but the suspects in it are as young as 14 years old.
Good Lord.
14-year-old, 15-year-old, and two 17-year-olds charged with capital murder. And then, you know, the Sky Zone, there's all juveniles and the shots fired. So it's the age of our suspects get younger and younger. And just, you know, keep that in mind as you send your kids out during the weekend. At that age, you know where your kids are.
Wow.
I'll throw that out there to you. Know where your kids are and what they're doing.
Well, and that's,
they are into trouble that we just never got into at our age.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what, I guess, going back to the Sky Zone for just a second, that's what concerned me, too, is, you know, we go to the Sky Zone, not all the time, especially in the last year, but, you know, we do go, and my boys love it. And look, you know, you play the dodgeball, the boys love playing dodgeball, and people get angry, and people call each other names, and they trash talk, and that's normal. And I always think, well, somebody should be a little bit quieter, things could escalate. But they're always, you know, 15 to 18-year-old boys, and I don't, this is what 15 to 18-year-old boys do. But now to think about that age having a gun or access to a gun, I mean, that's terrifying.
It is shocking, I think, and I'll say it again. Every time we get these cases, and it seems like there's more and more of them, but just kids. They're just, you know, mm-hmm. lower teens now, 14, 15-year-old kids. With the homicide, again, it was drug-related, as most of them are.
That's the Massachusetts Avenue one?
That's the Massachusetts Avenue, yes, sir. And, you know, I think most of those cases, most of our homicides are drug-related. You know, Sheriff Simmons had mentioned he ran on a campaign promise, we're going to really attack the narcotics trade. We're going to get back in the task force business. We're actually working through the MOUs, memorandums of understanding, with our federal partners. We have a meeting this week. We met last week with Mayor Robinson and Chief Kevin Christman with Pensacola Police Department. We're meeting again this week to see if really kind of move into integrating our teams, having a local task force with just Pensacola Police Department and Escambia County Sheriff's Department. The reason for that, if you're on a federal task force, you really only pick the cases that reach that federal threshold before
okay.
you can take them into federal court. But with this local task force, we're chasing the same bad guys. They don't care about jurisdiction. So if we're working dual cases, it just seems to be much more efficient if we can combine these teams under one task force, one unified chain of command at one location, all headed in the same direction. And I'm excited about that. Sheriff Simmons is advocating hard for that. Mayor Robinson's on board, so it's just now hopefully just the details. We can work that out this week and start moving in that direction. And really, narcotics trade drives violent crimes. We say that all the time, and if we can make headway into that, really disrupting this the drug trade, I think we'll make headway into some of these shootings and our homicides.
What is the because the problem that I'm thinking through in my head, and you help me understand it better, is it's one thing if we're talking about adults. But juveniles are different, and the way sentencing works with juveniles, the way incarceration and, I mean, everything with juveniles is different. How does that, if we're talking about people 15, 14, 17, whatever, how does that complicate your efforts to control what's going on with the drug trade here in the Pensacola area?
Yeah, so juvenile court is really geared towards rehabilitation.
Right.
You get hopefully the thought process that you can get them in young enough and they find their way into the system that there's enough, stop gaps and there's enough referrals and there's enough programs to rehab. And I do think that there's a measure of success there. Once you reach the adult system, it's much less rehabilitation and much more punishment. Now, these kids that are involved in the murders, they'll probably, I would anticipate them getting charged with adult based on the age and just the crimes that they were committed. And oftentimes, and I can't speak to the history of these kids, but usually by the time they find themselves into these capital murder cases, they have a pretty lengthy history, and the juvenile system has done most of what they can do, and at some point, they're going to find themselves into the adult system. So it is frustrating. You sit across the table from some of these kids, we interact with them, out of some of the scenes, and they just don't care. That's the problem with it is I think at the end of the day, you can do all of that you want to. You can surround them with all the services that we have, but it comes down to that the juvenile willing to participate in it. And that there's a segment of our juvenile population that just isn't willing to participate. Just caught up in. Once they get caught up in the gangs, there's too much power and there's too much money involved in the narcotics trade in the gangs for them to give it up. By the time they get into it, to change them, so we try to get it on the front end.
And is it in my mind?
They reach that point.
And in my mind, it's progressive. Mm-hmm. It starts with the going around to the neighborhoods and groups and checking for open car doors at a young age, and then it progresses into because you're grabbing things and selling them, and then it progresses into drugs and it progresses into. Do I understand how the sort of the pipeline of next generation criminals happens as well?
I would agree with that. I think they generally start with the lower level crimes, although some of them will step right into it if they have an older brother involved in it or, somebody close to them that's involved in it. And I didn't mention it. Once they get into it, too far into it, there's too much money and too much power in it. It's so hard to get them back out, to convince them to come back out and that there is a future. You can get into an education. It doesn't even have to be college or vocational school or how am I going to convince this juvenile that's making thousands and thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars in the drug trade to go get a job at McDonald's to start here and then progress up and get you into a career. And that's the problem that we face. We've got to get them before they reach that and get too far into it, especially the gangs. We've got to get them before they reach that point.
Wow. Well, I'd love to say that's encouraging. I mean, it's encouraging that you're going to be working hard on it. It's just a very discouraging set of circumstances to contemplate. We're talking to Escambia County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter.
Yeah, we talk about that. I don't want it to sound all this doom and gloom. The reality of it is the percentage, the number of kids, juveniles that are involved in this type of crime are actually really small. And look at all of the kids that we deal with in Escambia County. And Sheriff Simmons is mission is to have, he wants a 400% increase. We're going to do four times as much community engagement as we were before, and we are already headed in that direction. And I think a big part of it, if we can engage these juveniles early on, have a relationship with them, hopefully we can cut some of that off, have a relationship with the parents, which is just as important as a relationship with the kids. And then, ideally when you show up at a scene of a fight like this, like we had at the Sky Zone, they'll actually talk to us. And that's what's part of the disheartening is you show up and they're not interested in having any conversation with us, and that's part of the problem as well. So we're not giving up. We are going to head in that direction. We've made a great headway at the city. Sheriff Simmons, when he was the chief of police, a lot of the initiatives that he had, we really built on when I was the chief, and we're bringing that over here to the Sheriff's Department as well.
Well, we don't have too much time to get into it, but I do want to say there is good news out of the Sheriff's Department as well, which is some of your deputies free to bird, right? out on the beach,
That's what
I love it.
That's so what's wonderful about police work is never a dull moment, from, you know, freeing a bird at the beach to everything else that we do here in Escambia County. So
it's a wide range of things.
We do a great job out at the beach.
Absolutely.
They do a great job out there.
All right. Tommy Leiter, he is the chief deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Eventually, I will get all their titles reshifted in my mind to who's who. Tommy, thanks so much for the time this morning. Thanks for what you do, and we look forward to better results in the future in terms of getting all this stuff under control. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you.